mama eh, mama eh, ooh yeah.
Hello, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Dyke. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So relax and let me take you on a trip around Africa on disc. As today we'll be crisscrossing the continent, starting off from Monrovia, Liberia. With this latest cut, and it is making headlines in Liberia, and that is They Lied to Us. They Lied to Us by Takum J from Monrovia, Liberia. It's a new cut, and you're gonna love it. And right after that, Amarula by Roberto of Zambia and Datenderera by Welsha of Zimbabwe. But right now, They Lied to Us, the sound of Takum J, dubbed the Emerson Bakery of Liberia. Let's check this one out.
My people, where you at? Where you at? Wake up from your slumber. Stop sleeping. Wave your hands, wave your hands, wave your hands, wave your... Come on, come on, come on. I know you're sleeping now. You gotta wake up some more, yeah? Okay, let's go.
They lie. The people fool us. The people lie to us. The government betray us.
They betray us.
So
they betray us.
I said they lie.
Ah. The people fool us. So. The people lie to us. The government betray us.
They can lie, they can steal, they own not the
government. I said we tire with their lies. We tire with their promises that led us to a lot of damages. We tired with that speech they preach in D and now unique they deceive us. The thing we saw it frustrate us. So why did she lie? Why did she steal? Why did she lie? The status is to be. See, we just tell you that why we vote tell you. But you fool us, you screw us, you use us and little on abuse us. So why the government should lie? Why? But that the question that we ask,
they lie. They lie.
The people fool us.
The
people lie to us.
The government betray us.
They
can lie, they can steal, they go not the corrupt.
No one to trust. My people, no one to hope on.
Nobody.
My hope that I have been broken.
I'm telling you, brother.
So where are the schools? Where are the roads? Where are the doors that they said they could have fought? But they're too selfish. The people tire with their rhetoric.
The people tire.
You see the reason why we ask why the government betray? They have enough of time, but yeah, then stay, they delay. People suffer. No war, but people crying for hunger.
Look at.
Your vision and your mission, your intention to the nation, they poor. You got nothing to show.
Nothing.
So, why? The government should lie. Why? But that's the question that we ask.
They lie. The people fool us. The people lie to us. The government betray us.
They betray us.
So,
they betray us.
I said, they lie.
The people fool us, the people lie to us,
the
government betray us.
They can lie, they can steal, they go not the corrupt.
I said we tire with their lies, we tire with their promises. That led us to a lot of damages.
Tell
we tired with that speech they preach in D and now unique they deceive us. The thing we saw it frustrate us. So why did you lie? Why did you steal? Why did you allow the citizens to grieve? You see, we just tell you that why we vote for you. But you fool us, you screw us, you use us and little and abuse us. So why the government should lie? Why? But that the question that we ask, they lie. The people fool us.
It's a brotherhood thing.
La 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 la. My name is Roberto Amarula. Oh, have you seen my Amarula? So sweet and fine like Amarula. She comes in the morning Amarula. Still have her in my night time Amarula. Gives me hangover Amarula. But I don't care no Amarula. So smooth and clean like Amarula. Don't ever touch my Amarula. Amarula. Fire upon my ruler. You fit in my life, you fit in my head. You fit to Kuligonze. She don't get drunk easily. She can dance till 5 in the morning. No car, house or money. Can never get to change her mind on me. Yes, I be a sugar daddy. And she don't want nobody but me. You like it when I go crazy. You, I can never leave. Amarula. Oh, have you seen my Amarula? So sweet and fine like Amarula. She comes in the morning Amarula. Still have her in my night time Amarula. Gives me hangover Amarula. But I don't care no Amarula. So smooth and clean like Amarula. Don't ever touch my Amarula. Oh, 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 Amarula. Let nobody slow you down. Let somebody go crazy. Let somebody go crazy. Things we do just you and I. Things we say just you and I. Make the people say you and I don't come from earth, no. Yes, I be a sugar daddy. And she don't want nobody but me. You like it when I go crazy. You, I can never leave. Amarula. Oh, have you seen my Amarula? So sweet and fine like Amarula. She comes in the morning Amarula. Still have her in my night time Amarula. Gives me hangover Amarula. But I don't care no Amarula. So smooth and clean like Amarula. Don't ever touch my Amarula. She don't get drunk easily. She can dance till 5 in the morning. Make the people say you and I don't come from earth, no. Fire upon my ruler. She can be my controller. Maybe my own ruler. And it is only you, yeah. Yes, I be a sugar daddy. And she don't want nobody but me. You got me going so crazy. I don't want nobody but you. Amarula, oh, have you seen my Amarula? So sweet and fine like Amarula. She comes in the morning Amarula. Still have her in my night time Amarula. Gives me hangover Amarula. But I don't care no Amarula. So smooth and clean like Amarula. Don't ever touch my Amarula. Oh, have you seen my Amarula? So sweet and fine like Amarula. She comes in the morning Amarula. Still have her in my night time Amarula. Gives me hangover Amarula. But I don't care no Amarula. So smooth and clean like Amarula. Don't ever touch my Amarula.
Hello, my name is Betty Miner from Kenya. You're listening to The African Beat with David Bunde on The Voice of America.
Pero no more, yeah. Who you only pay? No more.
Datanderera by Welsha of Zimbabwe, and right before that, Amarula by Roberto of Zambia, and They Lied to Ross, Takunje from Liberia. Beautiful tune. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington, and more good music will be coming up for you. But later on the show today, I'll be talking to the producer of the latest African blockbuster movie that will be premiered tomorrow in Baltimore, and that is Ziza. The producer is Remy Momodu, and two members of the cast, Ejike Okoye, who is the lead actor from Nollywood, and Will Hogg, an American. Stay tuned for that. I'll be talking to them later on, and I'll be right back.
Hello, Africa. You are now tuned into The African Beat with David Vandy, the sound of the African people on The Voice of America. This is Aluseni Yansene, the People's Ambassador, and I approve this message.
Welcome back. The African Beat on The Voice of America, bringing you all the beautiful sounds from across the continent. And now we take a trip to Sierra Leone. Morris, Ben Morris, comes in with one of his latest tunes, Violator. Oh, I love this beat. And right after that, Nana by Damon of Tanzania, featuring Flavor from Nigeria, and Urobo by Tufan of Togo. But Violator will come right now, the sound of Ben Morris from Sierra Leone.
African beats.
When make them no one see we together. Me I don't know. Where they want for put us asunder. Then just the baranta. We want a team for scatter scatter. Waiting all them problems.
Yeah.
Le système est chacalisé. Ouvrez la parenthèse.
by Tufan of Togo, and before that, Nana by Diamond of Tanzania, featuring Flavor from Nigeria, and Sierra Leone's Ben Morris in Violator. You're listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Don't forget to join me and my guest, Remy Momodu, the producer of the movie Ziza, and two actors, Ejike Okoye from Nollywood, and Will Hogg, the American from Baltimore. I'll be right back. I'm David Vandy. Stay tuned.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Number one in the entire Africa and beyond. You are listening to The African Beat, the biggest music show that plays all the platinum hits from Africa with David Vandy. I represent Freetown, Sierra Leone, Grandpapa Foxy DJ. You heard?
African Beat.
Welcome again to Your African Beat on The Voice of America. I am David Vandy here in Washington. And today, my guests on the show are from the African movie industry. Yes, I say that because today we're going to be talking films. And of course, we're going to be talking to some members of the cast of one of the biggest blockbusters that is going to be coming your way very shortly. And that is Ziza. Ziza is a movie based on domestic violence, and you want to know more about that? I have the producer, the lead actor, and another member of the cast right here with me in the studio. Let me just start off with Madam Producer, who is also playing lead in that movie, and that is Remy Momodu. Welcome to The African Beat on The Voice of America.
Thank you for having me.
Sitting next to her is Ejike Okoye, who is a Nollywood star, and he is also a member of the cast in the movie. Welcome to The African Beat, Mr. Ejike Okoye.
Thank you, thank you.
And of course, the man who Ejike will not like to see when it comes to that movie, he definitely would not want to see him, but today they are in the same room, and that is Will Hogg. Welcome to The African Beat, Will.
Thank you, Mr. Vandy. I'm honored to be here.
Good. And we're going to be talking to all of these guys today, and we're going to be talking about the movie Ziza. But right before that, let me play you one song, and this is Personally by P-Square from Nigeria, because what we're going to be discussing here today is personal. And so let's take this track, Personally, P-Square from Nigeria.
Personally, 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 personally. Personally, I rock your body. I promise you go home, you won't tell daddy. I give it to you like you never had it. Screaming, judging, chill like speaking Chinese. Now waiting me this, pack a boom boom. Now waiting I see Zaga, cause she know one me. She talks so she know one me. I know go lie, the things within my mind. When I see you dancing, girl, you got me high. And if you wanna try, make a good day tonight. Cause I'm in the mood, as long as you feel. Personally, 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 I go deal with you. Personally, 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 I go deal with you. Personally, professionally, I see what you're doing intentionally. Get me wanted physically, so give it to me radically. Emotionally, psychologically, you're turning me on biologically, sexually, dramatically. And she talks that she know what I mean. I know go lie, the things within my mind. When I see you dancing, girl, you got me high. And if you wanna try, make a good day tonight. Cause I'm in the mood, as long as you're feeling the good. I go deal with you. Personally, personal, personally, personally, personal, personally, I go deal with you. Personally, personal, personally, personally, personal, personally, I go deal with you. I go deal with you. Yeah, exceptionally. Reason that spiritually, money speaking so drastically, magically, internationally, Abba, habatically, Rama, now for dictionary, Saga, for she know one me, she talks so she know one me. I know go lie, the things within my mind, when I
wanna see you dancing, girl, you got me high. And if you wanna try, make a good day tonight. Cause I'm in the mood, as long as you're feeling the groove, I go deal with you.
Personally, 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 personally,
I go deal with you.
Personally, 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 personally.
Oh yeah, beautiful beats, and that will make you shake your body. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Now, let me start off with you, Madam Producer of the movie Ziza, and you also played the lead role in that movie. What's the meaning of the title, Ziza?
Ziza actually means by the water, and it doesn't have any much significant meaning to the movie itself. It's a name that I came across a couple years ago, and I loved the name Ziza, and I actually wanted to give it to my daughter, so I ended up not giving it to her. So I decided to use the name Ziza for my movie.
So you cheated your daughter on that?
I did.
All right. So now let's talk about the details of the movie itself. I know it's on domestic violence, and you came up with that idea. It is your script. And so tell me a little bit about it. Why did you choose that theme or that topic to put into a movie?
Well, the issue of domestic violence is very dear to me. It's something that is very, you know, pressing in the African community, or any community for that matter. It's something that we don't talk about enough. And I think, you know, I needed to bring more light to it. And so I choose to do a story to address that issue. And it's something that I know growing up as a young girl, I was exposed to it one way or the other, seeing friends, family, neighbors being abused. And also being in America for so long, I've also seen cases in America here where Africans, particularly Nigerians, have been affected, you know, one way or the other in the issue of domestic violence. And so I decided to address that issue as well.
That sounds good to me. Mr. Ejike Okoye, you've been in the acting field. Your face is a household face. You know, people know when they see that face on the screen, they know. But this role that you're playing, how do you see yourself playing a role like that? Are you as bad as Desmond?
No. You know what then? This movie business is, you know, as we all know, is make believe. You are trying to impersonate somebody or, you know, act something that you are not. When the role was given to me, I read the script. I was like, oh my God, I can't imagine myself acting this role. I said, well, this is just see and make believe. I thought about my family, if they see the movie and what happened in the movie. I'm not going to go in detail because that's like putting the movie
not
out
like
there.
Putting it out there.
Yeah, so
I saw that clip that the producer put out with Desmond and Ziza. You know, when Ziza was pregnant, man, that was a fantastic clip. Whether you want to believe it or not, that was real. Did that slap really rest?
To be honest with you, when I watched that clip, oh my God, I shouted when that slap came. No, I'm being honest with you. This is not even... I'm not exaggerating or anything like that. When that slap came, I jumped. I was like, what? Did I do this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, rather, did Desmond do this?
Mm-hmm.
So it was really, really a challenging role for me because I haven't seen myself playing that role ever since I've been in Nollywood.
So this is your first time of playing a role like that?
Role like that.
Wow, man, yeah. That was really, really great.
Yes.
I commend you for that. Okay, let me come over to you, Will. What's your role in the movie?
Well, I play Christopher, who's a director of a house where women go, or anybody who's been abused, goes to seek refuge. And there's a plot twist I'm not sure I'm going to get into, but there's some personal reasons why I really am drawn to helping the women at the house.
You are not an African.
No, I'm born in Baltimore, Maryland, USA.
Okay, you're drawn into this movie, an African movie, and how do you like the setup?
Oh, I loved it. I was very impressed by the photography, the direction, the acting, the writing, and it was such a great multicultural group there. You know, obviously had you know, majority Nigerian cast behind the scenes, the crew, but people from all over Africa and in the U.S. It was really exciting to work with such a great, talented pool.
Do you see a movie like this making headway into like the mainstream?
Well, yeah, it's a universal issue, as Remy said. So it has a lot of message for everyone. And the fact that I'm American or from the U.S. is part of the plot. So there is that draw for those viewers who are having a hard time seeing themselves in the movie. I think everybody can see themselves in this movie.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll be coming back to that. And when we come back, we'll tell you exactly about the premiere of this great movie and what we should be expecting. This is The African Beat on The Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington. And my guests today are members of the cast of Ziza. I have the producer of the movie, Remy Momodu, and two of the actors, Ejike Okoye and Will Hugg. They're right here with me on The African Beat. And now let's take a music break. And this one is called Put a Fire. Oh, man. This is hot, and now you're gonna jump to it. Dry Crew from Sierra Leone comes in with this hot soca beat. Put a fire.
Drive car, na fire. Boy, you want light, na fire. Na fire. Boy, you want smoke.
Welcome back. Put a fire, Remy. You're going to love that one. You love to dance, so. Right now, as we're talking here, I'm just thinking about what Queen will be thinking right now. Queen, wherever you are in Canada, we love you and we still think about you, okay? All right. Let's look at what people should be expecting for the premiere. I want you to give us the information, the dates, when, where, you know, and what we should be looking forward to.
The date of the premiere is July 11th. It's a Saturday, and it's going to be in Baltimore, Maryland. The red carpet starts at 6 p.m., and the movie starts to show at 7 p.m., so we do advise that people show up on time. There's no African time. It's going to start promptly, so we would appreciate people showing up on time for that to happen. We have a whole lot of stuff packed for that day, a lot of side attractions as well. Which we are keeping for all the surprises. I will not say too much of what will happen that day as well, but I would say you would have fun. So come support us. We really need your support. We have a lot of people that have put in time, energy, effort to make this come true. So we do appreciate you.
And before I go over to AGK, I want you to just give us a little insight of your role. It is such a dangerous role that you played. What was going through your mind?
Well, when I wrote the story, I could not see anybody else play that role but me. And I did not take the role just because I'm the producer, but I know I could carry out that role effectively. And so I know it's a difficult role. There's a lot of emotions involved in the role. And so after much thought, I figured definitely this is something that I want to play. Not only did I write the story, but I totally understand the idea behind what I'm writing. And I also figured this would be a good way to express what I've written down. And yes, it was difficult, certainly, because like I said, there's a lot of emotions.
Any personal experiences?
No, not directly, but I would say indirectly. I always say that an abuse to another woman is an abuse to me. And so not physically, I've not been abused physically by any man. I've been lucky. I have a wonderful man that loved me with all his heart.
Yeah. And, I know.
And so I have been very lucky, but I do also know a lot of women are not as lucky as I am. And also this affects men, not only women for sure, but I am speaking from a woman's point of view. And so, you know, it was difficult. But I just figured this is the only way to put it out there, and that's exactly what I do.
Oh, yes. Well, if you're listening to my voice right now, you have to come out and support this. You have to come out to see this movie, because this is not something people can tell you about, even what we're doing here right now, to just give you a gist, but you have to come out and see it. So, Remy, can you just give us an idea of where exactly the premiere is taking place?
Certainly. It's going to be at the Best Western Hotel, and the address is 5625 O'Donnell Street, Baltimore, Maryland. The zip code is 21224. And for more information, you can also go on our website to Unique Me Productions with S behind the production.com for more information. Or you can visit us on our Facebook page, Ziza Movie, for more information as well.
All right. So that's the information. We're bringing that one to you later on. But let me just come over to my brother, AGK. And, you know, we bonded very well. And for your information, my listeners, I did not tell you, but I am also actually part of this movie. I played a role in it, and it was difficult. Actually, in my acting days, even from the theater, these are roles that are not strange to me. I have been some kind of a wicked guy when it comes to playing those roles. So it was not too strange, but doing it in the movie, you know, it was nice meeting people like KGK and others. But, you know, as you said, this is your first time of taking on a role like that. And you've played a lot of roles. How would you compare a role like this to what you've been playing before?
Well, there is this stereotype thing going on in Nollywood. When you play a role and play well, they're going to stick you to that role no matter what. if they write a script and anything that has to do with that role is not there, you have nothing coming in that movie. So they don't have the culture of trying you in, you know, like
in different roles.
See if you can actually play well. But they just stick you to that thing that you are known for, which was Hitman. I've been a hitman in the movies, but not in real life. So this whole Ziza movie was really, really, really interesting and challenging to me, like I said before. because I had to, you know, read the script, internalize it, make sure that it sank in so that I can be able to play the role, give people what they want to see. And I will give a special, you know, shout out to Remy Mamadou, the producer, also to the director, Ikechukwu Onyeka, because they did a fantastic job, you know, in the whole setup.
Yes, yes, they did, because like I told my listeners, I'm also part of that movie, and I went through that rigorous training and all this stuff to make sure we get the right thing. And I think one of the biggest things that we have not talked about is Remy's cooking. You know, when we went on set, oh my goodness, you will eat and eat until you eat no more. But right now, let me come over to you, Will. Coming from the outside, and now you are in this movie, and we're looking forward to working more and more with you. I know this family that we have here, we call it a family. We're looking forward to all of us working together again. But how do you think, from your own perspective, we can be able to infiltrate into, like, the American market?
Well, I would say that Nollywood has already become very popular in the market. You can go to the 7-Eleven, which is so popular, and see Nollywood movies. You can go to Walmart. You can go to many mainstream places. You can download them. So I think what a lot of Nollywood movies are doing, which I think is a great idea, is to bring in people like me who are from outside the community and show that these are real-life stories. They transcend all kinds of boundaries, whether the actor is living in Nigeria most of the time and comes over for the movie or lives here the whole time. It doesn't matter. These are real stories. They come from the heart, and the actors really put a lot of effort into it. And I had to give a shout-out to... everybody's giving shout-outs. I got to give a shout-out to the director, Christopher Okonkwo, because he's the real Christopher in this movie, not me.
Mm. Yeah, the DOP. Yeah. You know, he's another cool guy. But man, that guy is troublesome. But anyway, we'll get back to that. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vanney here in Washington, pushing and pulling all the beats. And I'm bringing you all these wonderful people that are with me. But let's play some music. And I take you to South Africa this time with Different Colors, One People. That's exactly who we are right now. You know, we're all different colors, but we are one people right now. And we're coming together to make sure you get the best story, the real story. Let's enjoy the music now. Different Colors, One People by Lucky Dube from South Africa. different colors, one people, right on the African beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington with my guests from the movie Ziza, based on domestic violence, that will be premiering on July 11th at the Best Western Hotel, O'Donnell Street in Baltimore, Maryland. And we want you all to come there and have a good time, because right after the movie premiere, there's going to be an after party, and we want you to party. Lots of entertainment. We want you to be there. And Remy, you've not been fair to me. I am acting in this movie, Educate, and when I go for the movie premiere, I'll be also hosting the premiere. Instead of me sitting down and people watching me and clapping for me, the producer said I should be hosting. Madam Producer, explain.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Wow. Well, I mean, who else could do a better job than you? Put it that way. That's how much we truly, truly love you. So, yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And this is the African beat. But before we go, Remy, what's the message you want people to get from this movie?
Well, the take-home message from the movie is pretty much to empower humans, both women and men, to educate, to inform people, and to also let people know when they find themselves in this situation, it's okay to leave. It's okay, you know, if you are a woman, for example, it's okay to be, you know, single and be happy. It's okay to be a single mom and be happy. It's okay to be a single dad and be happy, as opposed to you trying to stay in a relationship because of children or because of the wrong reasons, whatever that may be. And that to get help as soon as possible when you find yourself in this situation before it gets too late. And to seek help, not only from friends, family, but also the community. There's a lot of programs out there for women and men suffering from domestic violence. Not to keep silence and not to die in silence, but to seek help. So more than anything else, to empower us, to educate and to inform.
All right, Educate, what would be your advice to men that are like Desmond? and even Francis in this movie, men like what would be your advice?
Well, like Remy said, that this movie will be highly educative. Anybody that watches this movie must pick something out of this movie. I mean, I'm putting this out there for the men. Watch the friends you keep. Watch, you know, the kind of relationship you keep. Friends can be deceptive. So you really, really have to watch the kind of friends you keep. Watch where you go, what you do in life, in everything before you ever go into a relationship or marriage. Put God first before you do that, because that's the only way that you can make a better relationship.
All right, thank you very much. That's quite an advice, man. You have to watch. And Will, you were helping these girls until you started helping yourself. Okay,
you're giving too much away.
All right. Okay, let's leave it at that. But what would be your own special message to those who were inviting to come out there and watch the movie?
Well, I think personal growth, anyone who's going through personal growth is affecting other people. You know, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. So in the movie, you see people who are abused making those steps and strides to change their lives. And that, in effect, changes other people's lives in their path, even the people who are helping them. So we all have to keep an open mind and learn from each other. I always say you can learn anything from anyone if you talk long enough with them and you listen to them. And I think that's a message that I take away, is those who are trying to help and those who need the help actually end up helping each other.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And now, finally, before I let you go, Madam Producer, Ziza is coming out now. Any new expectations? Your family, your cast is looking forward to. What has the producer got next? What is next up your sleeve?
Well, I have a few things up my sleeve.
And we're going to keep that?
Yes, and we will keep that. But I will say for sure, though, that all the cast and crew that I worked with on this production. I am certainly positively looking forward to working with them again. I made a family out of them, not just, you know, another day on the set. I really am glad that I'm still in contact with all these people, and they're just amazing. They're part of my family, so certainly they will be on my number one list on my next production.
All right, well, I want to thank you guys very much for being my guest today. Remy Momodu, producer and actress of the movie Ziza, Ejike Okoye, and All Gone in the Nollywood Business, and of course Will Hogg. It's nice that you guys are right here with me in the studio today. And to all the members of the cast of Ziza, I want to say kudos to all of you. You did a marvelous job out there, including the crew and the director who is out there now in Nigeria. We're expecting you to be here, Mr. Director. We're expecting you to be here for the premiere. Well, thank you so much. And for the African Beat listeners and fans out there, remember that David Vandy is also part of that movie. And thank God I was doing this interview, so I could not actually let my own part out. So I keep that one to myself. Thank you very much. The date again is July 11th at the Best Western Hotel in O'Donnell Street in Baltimore, Maryland. The red carpet starts at 6 o'clock and the movie itself starts at 7 p.m. And right after that, there's going to be an after party. And remember, I'll be hosting, so there's going to be a bumper party for you. Come out and check this one. Don't miss it, because it's the biggest blockbuster for 2015. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, and on behalf of the Voice of America, I say peace to you all out there as I leave you now with Posa Yabolingo. This is a beautiful tune by Alicia Steloji from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yo see, I'm selling stuff for Sayabolin. Yabolin, Yabolin, Yabolin. time for